The Director of Electoral Services at the Electoral Commission, Samuel Tete, has cautioned politicians and party agents not to engage in any form of communication with voters on Election Day. He said all forms of campaign and one-on-one interaction to influence voters should cease 24 hours before Election Day. Speaking on GBC's Ask the EC program, Mr. Tete said it is unlawful for any party representative to be seen with the voter unless the voter is physically challenged and needs help.
By law, this is the number of officials that we are supposed to use. I hope you get me.
I do.
We also have to let the agents of the political parties or the candidates also be present. In addition, we even have security men around.
Are these party agents or reps allowed to speak to the voter?
Well, no. You know, by law, campaign ceases 24 hours to the election. And it is also an offense to actually speak to anybody in the queue. Probably you may be saying something to the voter to influence the choice of the voter. So you can actually report, or if you have any concerns, the only person to actually address your issue is the presiding officer.
Right, so they must not, or the reps of the various parties must not have any form of contact or communication with the voter at all.
If the voters are in the queue, there is no need for you to get to the voter. What are you going to tell the voter?
Right.
Unless maybe if a voter may be the physically challenged, the blind, and other things, we have what we call the tactile jacket ballots. I hope you get me.
I do.
So they can actually use that one, or they may come with an aide or maybe a relative who can actually help them to vote.
Like
it's
that.
An offense actually for a politician to try to influence a voter to vote in a particular way by either giving them money, drink, whatever it is.
Is it an offense on both sides?
Yes.
For the politician and the voter?
Precisely. But the issue is, if you are taking your money, how can we actually know that you are taking the money from a politician? Unless maybe you are actually caught, you know. But if you are not caught, then that does. But you must actually vote according to what? Your conscience. You don't actually wait for somebody to influence you, give you money before you go and then vote for that person. You vote according to what? Your conscience. You look at the manifestos of the parties and other things, and you vote for a particular candidate or party whom you think can actually work or do best for you.
Director of Electoral Services at the Electoral Commission, Samuel Tete.